And here's the Fred Allen Show, presented by the makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tender Leaf Tea. Always say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D.
I say speak up, son. Always say Shepherd for fine cheese. Cheese, that is.
And when you say Shepherd today, you're getting more fine cheese for your money. Yes, the Shepherd folks have done something to make your food bills lower. They've reduced the price of Shepherd cheese to give you savings of from 17 to 24 cents a pound. They've made it possible for you to get a bigger value in those good Shepherd cheese varieties in half-pound and two-pound packages, those tasty Shepherd cream spreads in glass. And those savings of anywhere from 17 to 24 cents a pound can mount up fast when you think how often that fine protein food, cheese, can go into your meals. Every time you have a Shepherd toasted cheese sandwich, a cheese omelet or a cheese sauce, cheese and crackers or cheese bread sandwiches, you're saving with Shepherd. So remember tomorrow, sure, for good flavor and economy, too, say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, Shepherd for fine cheese.
It isn't Boston Blackie, kiddie.
The makers of Shepherd Cheese and Tender Leaf Tea present the Fred Allen Show, with Fred's guests Rochester, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pyers, Peter Donald, Parker Finley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman, his orchestra, and my name is Kenny Delmar.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood announced that The Life of Mayor O'Dwyer will be made into a motion picture. Tonight, we present a man who has never been a mayor, but after he tells a few jokes, he may run. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I thought you'd get a laugh after it. It tells a few jokes he may run. It was a big letdown to me. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In Portland, I read that Hollywood is going to make The Life of Mayor O'Dwyer. You know, when the picture comes out, they'll probably put a popcorn machine in City Hall.
The papers...
Go right along. Don't pay any attention. They're not scaring us. You go right along.
The paper said Pat O'Brien is going to play the star role.
Well, Pat should be very good. Mayor O'Dwyer may look like Newt Rockne in the picture, but who will notice a little thing like that?
I'd like to see Johnny Weissmuller in the part.
Johnny Weissmuller? Why, that's ridiculous. How would it look in City Hall? The Board of Estimates says we're raising the subway fare to 10 cents, and the mayor of New York City gives out one of those Tarzan yells. Wow, 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 wow. At least nobody will go to sleep while I'm here.
They tried to make The Life of Mayor LaGuardia into a movie.
Mayor LaGuardia? What happened?
He came out a short subject.
That's where we should have started the whole thing. I give up. Tell me, Portland, what is new this week?
The paper says June marriages are lagging.
Lagging why?
Mama says it's the housing shortage.
Really?
Today, after a wedding, The only place the groom can carry the bride is across the threshold of a real estate office.
Well, let's tell the short subject one again. Do you want to... I know there's a housing shortage, Portland. 2 billion houseflies, according to the latest flyswatter survey. They have a swatter survey for houseflies. 2 billion houseflies are sitting around in vacant lots waiting for houses to be erected, which proves that they're homeless, these flies.
This will be a bad year for Niagara Falls.
Oh, yes, and for us, too, the way... It will be a bad year for Niagara Falls, Buffalo, the only city with running water. But it will be a great year for bachelors, Portland. You know what a bachelor is.
Mama says a bachelor is a man who never made the same mistake once.
Very good. And also, a bachelor is a man, if you see rice in his hair, he has had a fight in a chop suey joint. Tell me, what else did you cut out of the paper?
Just this ad.
The ad? What does it say?
Maya Rooney has switched back to Pepsi-Cola.
switched back. The trend is starting, huh? Well, Pepsi-Cola reminds me there's one spot I have to hit tonight, so I'm off to Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, recently, license commissioners have been investigating unscrupulous used car dealers and other dealers who have been forcing surplus accessories on automobile buyers. And so, Portland, our question is, have you had any unusual experience trying to buy a new car?
Shall we go?
As the little boy's lips said to the bubble gum, the time has come to blow. What a night in Allen's Alley, Portland. Say, I guess the senator's cooking his own dinner. I can smell the yam burgers way out here. Well, let's knock.
Somebody wham wants it.
Well, I wham.
Claghorn's your name, Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, look, Senator.
Son, I'm busy unpacking. I just come back from my college, my alma mammy.
Yeah.
Well, I was speaker at commencement day.
Good.
They give me a mule skin diploma and a degree.
A mule skin diploma, eh?
What a sight. The entire faculty of Yazoo Normal standing there on their bare feet.
Yeah.
Me wearing my seersucker cap and gown.
Well, that must have been a sight, Senator.
Yeah, it was. And we sang our college song. Hail to the old Yazoo Normal, crumbling on the Quonset banks. From you we learned our tone and culture, and to hate them pigeon-plucking Yanks.
Tell me, only one music lover. Well, tell me, Senator. Senator, have you had any experience buying a used car?
I went to a used car dealer, the Chucklin' Confederate.
The Chucklin' Confederate.
And I had my name on the list 4 years.
I see.
Finally, my car came, and the Chucklin' Confederate said I'd have to take some accessories.
What accessories?
Well, there was Lindsay Wolves' seat covers.
Yes.
A Weevil spray.
Weevil spray?
Swamp pontoons.
Yes.
A built-in hall tree, a canvas hammock, a melodeon, two fly swatters, and a set of musical jugs for a horn.
You bought the car?
I had my shoe off counting out the money.
Yeah?
Something told me to take a gander under them accessories.
Yeah?
I did, and the deal was off.
Wait a minute. After waiting 4 years for a car, you didn't take it? Why not?
Son, under them there accessories, that car was a Lincoln.
So long. I hope we catch Mr. Moody before he goes to bed.
Howdy, Bob.
Well, tell me, Mr. Moody, have you had any experience buying a car recently?
I was rooked to a howdy degree.
You were swindled, eh?
If I ain't a rube, I'll do till one gets here.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I went to the city to buy a car.
I see.
I was looking in a window on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
Somehow a stranger standing next to me, he got his thumb caught in the buttonhole of my lapel.
He did, eh?
Yep. Next thing I knowed, he was pulling me into a doorway.
Well, what did this stranger want?
Well, at first I thought maybe he was lonesome and just wanted company. Then he says, fixing to buy a car, Reuben?
Reuben, eh? The stranger was a car salesman, huh?
He took me over to the river.
Yeah.
There was a big yard. It was full of fenders, engines, bumpers, bodies, and all kinds of parts.
I see.
It was a car cafeteria.
Oh.
He was putting these cars together by appointment.
By appointment, I see.
So I give him my money.
Yeah?
He handed me an automobile horn.
Just a horn, huh?
Yeah, he says, hold this horn, Hayseed. I'll go in and sling the rest of your car together.
What happened?
Well, the stranger disappeared.
Yeah?
I was there holding the horn. Hmm. 8 hours later, a policeman come by.
Uh-huh.
I told him about the automobile. I showed him the horn the stranger gave me. I was just wasting my time, though.
You mean the policeman didn't give you any satisfaction?
He says, you got the horn, ain't you?
Yeah.
I says, yes, I got the horn.
Uh-huh.
He says, well, blow, brother, blow.
Titus is like medicine. He's always being taken. Well, let's try this next door.
How do you do this?
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum. Have you had any experience buying a car?
Pierre, that silly Irving is insisting he shall buy secondhand.
Secondhand, really?
Before buying, we are discussing.
Oh, what types? What type cars did you consider?
The Strudelbaker.
Oh, the Strudelbaker.
And the Kaiser Fagel. The Oldsmobile.
The Oldsmobile, hey?
The rheumatic drive.
Well, of course. The old Schmo is old, it's natural. Well, tell me, what car did you finally buy?
Pierre, without the glasses, is going to our friend, Madman Marcus, a used car baron.
Oh, Madman Marcus, eh? Pierre bought a car without his glasses?
He is bringing home a limousine.
Oh, a limousine.
It is long and black.
Uh-huh.
All around four sides is windows, glass.
Glass, eh?
And hanging down inside is black drapes with also tassels.
Black drapes and tassels?
On the sides, the silver lamp.
Silver lamp?
It is riding six people.
Six, eh?
While one is outside driving.
Yes.
Inside on the floor is laying five.
Oh, right. Wait a minute. This isn't a limousine, it's a hearse.
This I'm telling Pierre.
Oh, you refuse to ride in it?
I'm saying, Pierre, darling, first you are doing one thing, and then I'm riding.
Before you would ride in the hearse with Pierre, what did you tell him to do?
Drop dead.
And that brings us to Mr. Cassidy, Shandy. I wonder what is happening, Shea Cassidy, tonight.
How do you do?
Well, Mr. Cassidy, what is that ladder you have there?
Oh, I'm going over to Sweeney's for dinner.
You have to carry a ladder?
The dining room table is too high.
Oh.
You can't sit on chairs. Everybody eats on a ladder.
Well, why is the dining room table so high?
Sweeney is a mounted cop.
Oh.
He always rides into dinner on his horse.
Oh, I see.
Never uses a napkin. He wipes his hands on the back of his horse.
Oh, my.
Oh, there's so much food on the back of Sweeney's horse, he's got mice under his saddle.
Tell me, Mr. Cassidy, what about this used car dealer business?
Well, now, me boy, people are hounded into buying cars with slogans.
Slogans are doing it, eh?
There's a Ford in your future.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm going in the future, a Ford won't help. What I'll need is a fire engine with an asbestos hose.
But you said slogans.
Slogans. Ask the man who owns one.
Well, that's Packard.
Have you ever tried to talk to a man in a Packard?
Well, no.
Ask the man who owns one. He'll open the door and spit on you.
Don't you ever use an automobile?
No, I do. But I restrict my travel to one type of vehicle.
You only travel in one type of vehicle?
The station wagon.
Oh, the station wagon.
Every Saturday night when they take me away to the station,
yes,
they send the wagon. Goodbye.
Somehow that brings us to the five DeMarco sisters, ably assisted by Al Goodman and his select group. The DeMarco sing Chababa, Chababa, etc.
All the stars are in the sky, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your dollar sleepy doo? Won't you drop the little light?
Mama, we'll hold you tight.
Won't you sing the lullaby to you? Chibaba, 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 anjalaba, chukalagumba. Chibaba, chibaba, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the sky, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your dolly sleepy too? Mama,
Close your drowsy little eyes.
Oh, Mama will hold you tight.
While she sings a lullaby to you. Cha-cha-cha-baba, wah-wah. Angelama, cookie-la-goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chibaba. My bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chibaba. Chibaba, chibaba, chibaba. Baby, go to sleep.
Thank you. And now it's time we saw a man about a beverage.
The year-round beverage is Tenderleaf tea, and this is the way to enjoy it right now. Serve it iced in a tall, frosty, tinkling glass. That's the thrifty way to cool off, because you still get delicious Tenderleaf tea at the same low pre-war price. Yes, the iced tea season this year means money in your pocket. Tenderleaf tea gives you extra flavor at no extra cost. And that abundance of richer tea goodness is just what iced tea calls for. The ice melts, of course. So you want all the flavor you can get to start with. Get Tenderleaf tea, the blend that ice made famous. Famous for its lavish abundance of flavor. Enjoy it often with meals in between. It's so economical you can afford to. Grocers everywhere are featuring Tenderleaf tea all through the month of June. You'll see their big displays. When you do, stock up. Cool off delightfully, the thrifty way, with iced Tenderleaf tea all summer long. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea. It's still the same low pre-war price.
You have just heard the seams as they started to split. On June is busting out all over. Played by Maestro Al Goodman and 25 men who were fired from the Manhattan merry-go-round for trying to play the horses. Now, ladies, yes, Portland.
Messages just came for you.
Oh, messages? Let me see. What's this first one? I'm listening in. Are you going to mention Jack Eigen's name tonight? Signed, Jack Eigen. What's that other message?
It says, must see you immediately, Rochester Van Jones.
Rochester?
Why should Rochester want to see you?
Well, who knows? He may want to find out how our program with Jack Benny ended last week.
End.
Well, the way our program generally ends, with a strange voice saying, this is the National Broadcasting Company. This, in executive circles, is considered prime entertainment. Well, I guess, somebody's at the door, Portland. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Well, Rochester. Chester, I just received your message.
Good. It cost me $1.70 to send that note.
$1.70? How come?
Well, Mr. Benny charged me 70 cents for the stationery.
And the dollar?
That's the carrying charge. After the message is written, Mr. Benny puts on a Western Union suit and delivers it.
Say, I would like to see Benny with a skunk. It would be mighty interesting to see which one left with the scent.
Wouldn't be the one with the
side
down his back.
It what?
I said it wouldn't be the one with the side down his back.
Roger, that's the secret. Tell him twice, you see. your note said that you wanted to see me.
Yes, Mr. Allen, I've written a new radio program. I'd like to be your summer replacement.
You have another program?
It's kind of a double or nothing idea.
Double or nothing?
Yes, if I don't double my income, I get nothing to eat.
But, Rochester, you're working for Mr. Benny. Doesn't your salary continue all summer?
Oh, Mr. Allen, come now.
Well, confidentially, off the record, what happened?
Mr. Benny spends the summer down in his vault. It's 3 miles under the ground.
3 miles?
That's where the government got the idea for Fort Knox.
Oh, you mean Benny just sits around all summer with his money?
He likes to hear the interest sneaking up on the principal. Oh.
But how does he know when it is time to rejoin the human race?
Every year, around September, Mr. Benny pokes his head out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
If he sees his shadow, he knows it's fall.
But how can Benny tell himself from the groundhog?
The groundhog's got hair.
Oh,
So, if
there's no fuzz on the shadow, it's Mr. Benny.
No fuzz. Well, tell me, Rochester, what have you done, you know, other summers while Mr. Benny has been off the air?
Well, one summer he got me a job with Mr. Phil Harris.
Oh, really? Did you like working for Phil?
I had to work twice as hard.
Twice as hard?
You know Mr. Harris, he was always seeing two of me.
Oh.
He was always giving both of me something to do.
Oh. I see.
Another summer, Mr. Benny got me a job with Don Wilson.
Say, how was it working for Laughing Boy?
Not conducive to peace of mind.
No, why not?
The first day I tried to wash Mr. Wilson's girdle.
Yes?
It was so big, even Judge gave up.
Well, Rochester, you've certainly had your trouble.
Yes, Mr. Allen, that's why this summer I would like to do my own radio program.
What sort of a show?
Mystery program. My ambition is to be an armchair detective.
Oh, being a detective appeals to you, huh?
No, it's the armchair. I haven't had a chance to sit down for 10 years.
Tell me, why do you want to do a crime program, Rochester? You know the old saying, crime doesn't pay.
It pays more than Mr. Benny.
I know, but why a crime program for the summer? You've been on one all winter.
I was only an accessory on that program. This will be my own.
Yeah, well, what is your program like?
Well, it opens with a mysterious fanfare.
Mother Murphy's Meatballs presents Rochester Van Jones in
I Stand Condemned.
Before it starts raining bodies, a word from our sponsor.
Have you tried Mother Murphy's Meatballs lately? So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and greasy on the slaw. Remember, Mother Murphy's Meatballs are untouched by human hands. They're kicked around the factory until they come to you.
And now for tonight's tale of terror entitled
I Stand Condemned. I am the butler, Jeeves. The night of March 9th was dark and stormy. I was in the butler's pantry. My master, Bascom J. Biddle, buzzed for his nightcap. I mixed the Boilermaker and entered the library. Bascom J. Biddle sat in front of the radio. The radio was playing, but Bascom J. Biddle wasn't listening. He was dead. I turned off the radio, and I saw to it that the Boilermaker I had prepared was not wasted. As I stood by the body, the library door flew open. It was the body's wife. Pointing her jeweled thumb at me, Mrs. Biddle screamed,
"Steve, you murdered my husband!"
I laughed at this silly accusation. I even laughed when two FBI men took me away. But a few days later, when a man in a black robe pounded his gavel and said,
"Jeeves, the court finds you guilty of murder,"
I stopped laughing. I knew there was only one man who could prove my innocence. Detective One Long Tan. My lawyer got a stay of execution. And 2 weeks later, we were all back in the Biddle Library waiting for...
Greetings, Shulamalakam, kiddies. long time Chinese Jay, Edgar Hoover on job. It's a good day for singing the song. It's a good day to eat at Lampong. It's a good day a la carte. Long time whiz into action. Grave suspect. Who are you, Mr. Short? Mr. Short and Dumpy.
I'm Jeeves, the butler.
Very good. Mystery solved. Pronto. Butler do that. Butler always do that. Inspector, you put handcuffs on Jeeves.
Wait a minute, Long Pan. I'm the man who hired you. If I get the electric chair, you won't get paid.
Very good. Long Pan, lay examine case.
That's more like it.
I still say the butler's guilty.
Not so fast. Not so fast, big boy with shiny derby on. Who are you?
He's Inspector Houlihan, Long Pan.
Inspector, are you going to let this psychopathic celestial take over?
Take over, bicycle riding celestial. Who are you? Zoftig, sweet patootie. Who are you?
I am Mrs. Bascom J. Biddle. Jeeves murdered my husband.
That's good enough for me. Come on, Jeeves.
You better make it snappy, Long Pan. If they put me in that chair, I'll be sitting down for the last time.
Long Pan, like dipsomania. Get quickly to bottom of case. You, Jeeves, you explain exactly, Mark, you exactly what happened night crime committed.
Mr. Biddle rang for his usual nightcap, a boilermaker.
Very good.
When I brought it in, he was as dead as a Sunday in Philadelphia.
Oh, man of extinction. Where was Mr. Biddle?
He was sitting right where he is now, in front of the radio.
Maybe open a shop case. Somebody open window, shock Mr. Biddle.
Long Dan, you're insane. Jeeves is guilty. It's obvious.
Obvious to you, perchance, Mr. Biddle. Abba, not obvious to Detective... So, Detective One Long Pan, personal friend Jay Jossam, Mr. D.A., very good friend. Opera, meet an opera all time.
You're blind, Long Pan. Look at my husband's head.
Holy smoke, bald as kumquat.
Precisely, his toupee is missing.
Confucius say, whenever toupee missing, you call court or missing hair. Long Pan, you silly belly. Oh, funny Long Pan.
Bascom swore he would never be found dead without his toupee. But he was.
That's right, Long Pan. That's right. If people knew he was bald, he'd be ruined. Mr. Biddle was the hair tonic king.
Important clue, Jee. Mr. Biddle, hair tonic king. Important clue.
His slogan was, remember, Biddle, when your hair falls, it grows hair on billiard balls.
Your hair on billiard ball. Impossible.
Oh, yeah, you ought to see the pool table. You got to rack the ball with a comb and the side pockets are full of dandruff.
Yes, my husband's hair restorer grew hair on everything except his own head.
With toupee missing, body all balled up. Also balled up, One Long Pan.
Oh, I'm balled up, too. But what has the missing toupee got to do with me?
I'll tell you what. My husband had the most beautiful toupee in the world. Each hair was plucked individually from the front leg of a gazelle. The part was a long, thin diamond. It was worth $80,000, and Jeeves the butler knew it.
Come, Miss Biddle. Are you inferring that I would stoop to murder to steal a toupee?
Yes. A certain friend of yours, Jeeves, would pay any amount for this special scalp joint.
Mrs. Biddle, I know of whom you speak, and he wouldn't pay dearly for anything. Why, if he could sell his own hair for a nickel a strand, he wouldn't have eyebrows left.
Admit it, Jeeves. You killed my husband.
Not so fast, Missy. Not so hasty with accusation. Where were you when Butler served drink fatal night?
I was in the card room with a friend. We were playing a rubber of spit in the ocean.
Missy Bitter, why your handbag hang down so heavy? Long Pan, open handbag.
Here, give me my bag.
Oh, you see, in handbag, a la wallower.
La wallower.
Now, Missy, if you only play cards, why you carry la wallower?
I'm a poor loser.
Mr. Biddle, Long Pan alerts you for murder, Mr. Biddle.
Oh, you're nuts, Long Pan. Mrs. Biddle's gun hasn't even been fired.
Well, so long, folks. I think I'll take a ramble in the wild woods.
You come back here, James. Until that toupee is found, you're guilty.
Get busy, Long Pan. If you don't come through, they'll give me that high hot foot.
You bet. Long Pan, swing into action. Leonard climb on fatal night when body discovered. Lady all turned on?
Yes, it was just 2 weeks ago at this very same hour.
Same hour, then same program about to start right now. Jeeve, you turn on radio.
Okay.
Thank you.
The Red Skelton program brought to you by Raleigh Cigarettes.
Jeepers, feel that wind.
Exactly. Mystery finally solved.
What happened, Long Pan?
Mr. Biddle said in front radio, radio go shh. Blow toupee off head across room. You'll see on wall moose head. A moose head hanging down goatee. Goatee proved to be missing toupee. Case solved. Long Pan off approved. Positive. Jeeves innocent.
Gee, thanks, Long Pan. Now that I'm free, can I ask you one question?
No bad.
If I didn't murder Mr. Biddle, how was he killed?
Solution very simple. Mr. Biddle died from natural reaction.
Natural reaction?
You bet. Confucius say, man who listened to Red Skelton program, sure to blow top. Oh, long time from hot audience. Hilarious. Before we remind you to remember Shepherd Cheese and Tenderleaf Tea on your shopping days, I want to thank Rochester for his visit tonight. Next week, Ozzy and Harriet. Thank you and good night. Good night. Thank you.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.